This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I've got our guest today, Brandon Lewin, who is a successful entrepreneur. He's a digital marketing consultant for Purposeful Companies. Brandon, thanks for being our guest today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Derek. I'm super excited to be here.
I mean, you've got some cool goals. One of your goals in the next 5 years is to help 5 billion people achieve with their efforts to grow a business, which is a pretty lofty but cool goal. So tell me how you're going to do that.
Well, if I figured all that out, no, I'm just joking. You know, I heard from somebody, if you help 1 billion people out, you'd be doing a lot of good in the world, and you'd also be very successful and make a lot of money. And I truly believe in the fact that good people, when they do well and they are successful and they make money, they can do more good. And I've only seen that more and more over the years. So the goal is to help people in a lot of different ways. I'm always educating people, so giving away free content, I think that's one way of helping people. I have clients. I do trainings for people. I do them in person, but also I do them virtually, and I do them for myself, and I partner with other people. So the numbers just continue to accumulate over the years, and there's always other opportunities. You know, that's right now, but where I'm leading to is other aspects of the entrepreneur journey that can also help people be successful. So right now it's focused on the marketing side of things, educating people, and then it's just going out there and seeing what else, what other problems can be solved and how I can provide value in that facet.
That's cool. I love it. Take me back a little bit on your personal journey as an entrepreneur. You said since an early age, since age 10, you've had hard work in helping others just instilled in your DNA. Kind of give me some highlights. I'm kind of similarly wired, so I love hearing stories of young entrepreneurs. Tell me a little bit about some highlights from your childhood.
Yeah. So I think like a lot of entrepreneurs, it's like you start at a young age.
Right.
I lived in a household. My dad was an entrepreneur, is an entrepreneur, has run his own successful business for 40 plus years, has went into a couple other ventures. My mother has that in her DNA as well. She's run a couple other businesses. And when I was younger, I wanted something. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was like some sort of toy or something. And my dad told me at 10 years old, right in the dead of the winter for in Chicago where I grew up. And he's like, you know what, if you want it, go find a way to make some money and then you can earn it. And so sure enough, I talked to one of my best friends who lived down the street from me, and I said, hey, you know what, you got a shovel, I got a shovel, let's go talk to some people, see if we could shovel some driveways and some sidewalks. And sure enough, we did.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.